Good morning, Mike. What happened to that hour of life?
What hour? You woke up on Saturday, you thought you slept in. It was just your clock lying to you.
It was Sunday. Sunday we woke
Well,
up
Saturday before. Night, but yeah. Sunday morning. Okay. You get All into right. that and you do that. But the good news, John, is if you get a one-minute nap each day for the next 60, you will make it up.
Just never thought of it that way.
You've got,
is that working for you? Because it's not working for
60
me.
60 minutes equals 1 hour, and that's what we lose. So there we go. But John is running for the Republican spot and is running unopposed on the ticket coming up for the May primary. And John, first of all, to get things started, you haven't been really in the political game. Tell folks what you do for a living and why you decided to throw your hat in this arena.
Well, Mike, for the last 26 years, I have worked for the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department. I am currently the Division Director of Sports, so I have responsibilities of all the what we define as the sporting areas. Just quick, for example, like the Twin Lakes Recreation Center or all the softball stuff, the golf course and pools and all that kind of thing. And you know, I really have, over the years, been drawn to citywide issues just as casually to talk to everybody and friends. It's not really been my role, but, you know, I've just become more and more interested in it. And to be honest with you, campaigning is about 90% politics and 10% management, but the mayor's job is 90% management and 10% politics, and that's what I do. And I've always done that, managed people and money and things, and so that's really why I got into it.
And obviously the May primary running unopposed, does that make your job easier or more difficult?
I have 6 guaranteed votes, and that's 5 more than I need. So
Honey, can you pull the lever?
Yeah. It makes it a lot easier. In fact, I'm not really rolling things out until after the primary.
Well, that was going to be my next question, of how much focus do you put, obviously running unopposed, as then you'll know your opponent. Is it opponent-driven, or are you more focused on your candidacy, getting your message out?
Well, in my case, it's not opponent-driven. I'm really in it for I don't want to be mayor, but personally, I'm doing it because I think I don't know if people realize there's over 700 full-time people working for the city, and a lot of them are talented, and a lot of them really care, and I really want to coach them to the best, and I think you have to do the essential service as well. It almost has to seem like it's a seamless thing where your trash is picked up and your safety and your fire protection and the parks are all good and all that good stuff. But then on top of that, your local government cannot be corrupt. We have to work on that. And we also, people talk about diversity a lot, but I think what you would find in my administration is the most diverse senior management group you're ever going to see in Bloomington.
So, John, where are you seeing problems in the city right now that you think that you can correct?
Margaret, I think there's, to be a little political, I think with a unanimous city council of 9-0 and Democratic, I think some things have taken a lot longer time than they should have. I mean, the hospital issue, once they bought the property, then you know what's going on. All you have to do is look around other communities to see what their business plan is. That happened years ago. So, you have to be on the forefront of things like that. And that one, to me, was a pretty easy one. I mean, the healthcare system, the Bloomington Hospital is not called Bloomington Hospital anymore for very good reason. It's a statewide health system. It's called IU Health. And their board, I'd be surprised if more than half of them ever been to Bloomington Hospital. So, I mean, that would be one issue, Margaret, I would say, is that there are some things that are happening now that could have been foresaw and taken care of a lot sooner.
Our guest this morning is John Turnbull. He is the Republican candidate for mayor. He will be running unopposed in the May primary. And then, obviously, he will have the Republican ticket space coming up in November in the general election. And talking about other issues, John, what comes to your front forefront moving forward? What's going to be some of your focus as we see, again, as you mentioned, after the primary, what's going to be some of the focus you want to shed the light on that you can help the city out moving forward?
Well, I will say, you talked, Mike, a little bit about the switchyard. It is a game changer. It's going to be a game changer for the community. It doesn't have to raise taxes. We don't have to spend any more money, but it really is going to change the whole look and the feel and the face and the real estate values of the south side of the city there. I would say that, you know, you have to gather your stakeholder groups and you have to have some that are ongoing on a maintenance type thing. Vagrancy is certainly an issue in this town, and you have to stay on top of that. There's no magic pill, and I'm not suggesting that I have a solution for it.
Well, then I won't ask you about the deer either.
Yeah, I really don't want to comment on that right now.
You don't have to. I was just being silly. But the Switchyard Park, again, that does shift things that way.
Yeah. And there's some ongoing things. You know, the public school referendum is not going to be a slam dunk, in my opinion. I think it's going to be a big deal.
I don't think so either.
And I think somebody from the city really has to engage and start that effort, that conversation, and that whole business plan of the school. It has to get out there. Because if you're the ambassador of the city, like I would have to be with the mayor, you have to have that bag of tricks in your bag. You have to say the public schools are absolutely solid and they're number one, so that people and job growth come here. They want to bring their kids. The CEOs want to have their kids in the school system and so on and so forth.
And then the other part of that, as you mentioned accurately, the city council. Talk about the mayor's relationship in your viewpoint of dealing with the council. We understand the mayor's office sets legislation and tries to work with the council to get it passed. Is that possible from a Republican chair?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in our form of government, the city council is the legislative branch. It's just like, you know, nationally. And it's in the mayor's job description in the city code. You are the CEO. So you either execute the legislation that they put in, or you can suggest legislation. But regardless, you're the one that has to, you know, get it, set the culture within the team of people. And that would be big for me. You have to set a culture of service that people, the workforce has to serve the community, their job, their church, their charity, you have it. And so they work together, but they're also a check and balance. It's okay to be in conflict with them sometimes. It's okay to be in a disagreement.
How important do you think an outside voice to this is? And what I mean by outside is someone who hasn't worked on the council, who's just looking to take a step up, kind of break the circle there. I don't know. I don't have the correct term on the top of my tongue, but how important do you think it is a voice from that's been in the city, which you are, with the city business, but not in the city council fraternity,
right?
Sorority?
That's a cornerstone of mine. I mean, it's a cornerstone that, you know, it's okay to have some disagreement, and it's good. And if people talk about, even the Democratic Party, I mean, if you talk about diversity, what's wrong with diversity with a Republican mayor or someone different that sees things maybe a little bit different? So that, don't be cynical about it. This diversity is the greatest thing all across the board, and it keeps you out of trouble.
John, I think that you're making a really good point in that having everything under one party's auspices, I don't think is healthy. And I think there's a lot of people agree with me on that it is not healthy to only have one party in charge of everything. So what can you say to the Democrats out there who typically think, oh my gosh, you can't vote for anybody but a Democrat? What do you bring to the table for them that they can get behind?
Well, first of all, you're not voting for a party, you're voting for the people in general, first and foremost, and particularly in the Republican side. I got to be honest with you, there's not a whole lot left around in the town, at least from the party structure. I've been to the meetings and such, and I don't want to be negative about this. I'm just being honest that there's not this machine behind anybody. So I would say, you know, you're voting for the person, and if the person just believes in typically, you know, maybe a little more limited government and certainly financial prudence and some great efficiency, you know, I think that's really healthy. And I'll be honest with you, substance really matters with me. I think the council's done a great job on things, and there's a lot of things I would never oppose, but there's some substance missing often. I mean, resolutions are great, but I'm not sure anybody opens them up on the other end of the mailbox.
We've had that conversation here before.
Yeah, so, you know, I would just think, you know, some substance and some teeth to some things would be great, even if it means a few shouting arguments. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Our guest this morning is John Turnbull. He's a Republican candidate for mayor here in the 2015 elections. John, if people would like more information or to see what you're all about, direct them on the internet, or where can they go to see that stuff?
My webpage is not turned on yet.
You're not ready to flip that switch? That's okay.
I'm not ready to flip that switch. It'll be after the primary.
But if they want to contact you for any questions or more information or anywhere you stand?
It's Turnbull for mayor at comcast.net. Turnbull for mayor at comcast.net.
Well, that's easy. That's easy to figure out.
I can't
out.
Use any work time or resources, so it's all on my own.
Right, absolutely fair, and that's how the law should be, no question about it. So, well, we're excited that you decided to spend some time with us this morning. We thank you for it. Turnbull for mayor at comcast. Is that .net or .com?
.net.
.net. Okay, cool.
Yep.
I'm not cool enough to figure all that stuff out. And wrapping things up, as we mentioned before, just to give somebody a reminder if they're just joining in, you are really going to start getting after things after the primary, obviously.
Absolutely.
Which means that you'll be looking for people to help you and all those other kinds of things. So don't forget to come back and talk to us after the primary.
Will do. Appreciate the time.
John, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and best of luck with your campaign moving forward.
Thank you very much.